Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian and the Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical applications of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," John 14:12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of prophecies about Christ. The prophecies fulfilled about Jesus in the New Testament relating to Jesus' coming, we find in Matthew 2:23, "He went to a town called Nazareth, and so was fulfilled what was said to the prophets, 'He will be called a Nazarene.'" Matthew 27:9, "Then what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. They took 30 silver coins, the price set on him by the people of Israel." In John 19:24, "Let's not tear it," they said to one another, "let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, "They divided my garments amongst them and cast lots for my clothing." So this is what the soldiers did. In John 19:28, "Later, knowing that all was now completed and that the scriptures would be fulfilled, Jesus said, 'I am thirsty.'" John 19:36, "These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled, not one of his bones would be broken." Number two, what did Jesus have to say about the Messiah and himself? Luke 4:21, "And he began by saying to them, 'Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.'" In Luke 18:31, "Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, 'We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled.'" In Luke 22:37, "It is written, 'And he was numbered with the transgressors.' And I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me." Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment. Luke 24:44, "He said to them, 'This is what I told you when I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, prophets, and the Psalms.'" And finally, in Matthew 5:17, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill them." We will now look at the comparison of the prophecies in the Old Testament and the New Testament. The first topic would be the place of birth, and that would be in Bethlehem. In the Old Testament, we see Micah 5:2, "But you, Bethlehem, although you are small among the clans, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." And in the New Testament, that was fulfilled in Matthew 2:1, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem." We see the Old and the New Testament confirms the birthplace of Bethlehem. The second topic would be born of a virgin. And in Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with a child and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." The confirmation in the New Testament in Matthew 1:18, "This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit." So both of them confirm the birth of a virgin. The third topic would be his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. In the Old Testament, in Zechariah 9:9, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, see your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The corresponding fulfillment in the New Testament, John 12:13, "They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, 'Hosanna, blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel.'" The next topic would be about being betrayed by a friend in Psalm 41:9. In the Old Testament, "Even my close friend whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." And the fulfillment was in the New Testament, Mark 14:10. "Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray Jesus to them." The next topic is rejection. "He will be rejected by his own creation." Isaiah 53:3. "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not." The fulfillment was in John 1:11 in the New Testament. "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him." And finally, the crucifixion. In the Old Testament, Isaiah 53:12, "The strong, because he was poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors." And the fulfillment was in Matthew 27:38. "Two robbers were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left." So there we have the comparison and the fulfillment of the prophecies of Jesus' coming. In closing, next time we'll be looking at the topic of which Jesus do we serve. I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge an experience of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as a disciple and a disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off till next time. DV, and God bless.